play our Cajun music just because it's always happy music. Even the occasional sad story in a Cajun song is usually sung very upbeat. But we are in Prescott, Arizona, and love the state of Arizona. I was actually born here. Rosie came out in the 60s? Mom, 60s?
64.
So he's been here, and we're in our sixth year broadcasting from the Prescott Jersey Lily Saloon on top of Whiskey Row. Before we get to our callers, we've got a lineup on the lines at 1-888-767-4348. We have a stack of emails here to go through, and our text at 411-923. Three great opportunities to join the conversation. This is the Open Line Hour. We just, we've got some business to take care of for this great weekend, and we appreciate y'all sticking with us as we had a very interesting interview with Mayor Olberg. And Tommy, y'all had a couple final points to wrap up for this weekend?
Well, as far as the lighting is concerned and the Christmas season, Harry touched on it before about the generosity, I can't even say it, Harry, of the people that live here. And obviously, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a program and a fundraiser as successful as it is. It's just we're limited to how many people we can get to. But if we do have the opportunity, they seem to be very nice about donating. I was down at the front door opening up yesterday, and an elderly man pulled up and got out, and he ran over and he shook the door, and I didn't even have it open yet. And he said, I told him we weren't open. He said, well, here's $20. I want to donate to the lighting. And he took off. I didn't even have a chance to talk to him hardly. But I want to thank the people of Prescott because it just proves what we've all said. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. And we have a great committee of about six or eight people that all have areas of expertise that help us out a little bit. So, but it's a challenge, and we're happy. We're gonna beat the city's donation by the time the night's over tonight. So hopefully, we will.
Well, Mr. Meredith, thank you, and thanks for letting us come in and move things around at Jersey Lily for our broadcast setup like we do every year. But we appreciate you hosting us.
Thank you very much. All anytime.
Best seat in the house for the parade.
You got it.
And Mayor Olberg?
Basically, I know you got listeners from all over the state, but if anybody can still make it up today to see our parade or even see the lighting tonight, we sure love to have you come. Also, we have Acker Night coming up next weekend. Basically, that's James Acker that was a longtime resident of Prescott, born in 1865, lived 90 years, died in 1955, willed his entire estate to the city of Prescott for parks and for music development for children. So when this thing started about 27 years ago, we had only about eight venues in town, and musicians would go to those venues and play. Today we have 100 stores in town that open up, and musicians come in and play, and the money that's that they manage to get in tips, basically, from all the people coming down and listening to the music and having, you know, normally some hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that, and wherever they're listening to the music, that goes towards scholarships for young kids that are, you know, inclined to try and go into music. So we'd like to try and get people to come up for Acker Night next weekend, too, on Saturday, and that's from 5:30 to 8:30 in the evening.
And there's a sign I've noticed walking the strip. Just about every place that will have live music has a sign out front of who will be playing, and it's quite a variety of music. I've seen things from mandolins, blues, jazz, just about every type of instrument-driven music.
Exactly.
I didn't notice any disco type music. Yeah. this takes skill, and it's next Friday, Gary Edelbrock.
Friday, okay.
He's over here correcting us. Thank you. That's why we keep you. Sorry, was that insulting? I'm just kidding. he's the glue that binds us all together. Well, gentlemen, thanks for joining us on air, and we look forward to the rest of the events and festivities for today. Merry Christmas to you and your families.
Okay, and thanks, and glad you came up to do this for us, and we really enjoyed it.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
next year.
Oh, yeah. Next year, December 3rd. We've already got that on the calendar. All right. Well, we are a home improvement radio broadcast, and part of home improvement is quality of life, and that's why we come up here every year to enjoy this great time as the holiday season, and it's just a great part to see, a great way to see the state and take part in some local activities. But we need to get to our callers and our texters and our emailers and our Arizona homeowners to take care of their issues around their house, home, castle, or cabin. Any home questions before y'all leave? You've got your honey-do lists all taken care of? And all right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We have Rose will start off our questions. She's in Scottsdale and working on a kitchen remodel and wants to move a sink 20 feet. She wants to know if the drain line can be put inside the wall and run to the existing drain line, or does the sink need to be relocated for the sewer drain? That's a great question, Rose. I'm not going to be able to answer that on air, but I'm going to tell you probably in plumbing, and it's been a little while since I've had to pull out my code book for it, but you have to have a special slope. I believe it's a quarter inch slope per lineal foot. So if you go 20 feet, you add up a quarter inch times 20, which would be about 5 inches drop? You should easily be able to manage a 5-inch drop over that course. Now, you wouldn't put it inside the wall. You'd probably secure it to some open studs, or if it's a masonry wall or however. I wouldn't put it inside, because if you're putting inside the wall, especially if your exterior structure is wood framed, you're going to be cutting into your structural support. It'll just be attached to the side, so you'll see the exposed drain against the back. You may have to then cheat how the cabinets are lined up and do a false backing for the cabinet and lose a couple inches on that cabinet run. But that would probably be cheaper to have those cabinets custom built a little shallower to run the drain behind it, as opposed to demoing a new drain area, saw cutting the concrete, and running that drain line, because that drain line is still going to have that same slope. So I don't know what type of or how deep underneath that soil is there. So you're going to be able to, it'll probably take a lot less excavating to tie in to your drain. Good luck with the kitchen remodel. If there's anything else that we can help you with, you said you're in Scottsdale. That's a service area. You can schedule Stan of Rosie Remodeling to come out and take a, if you're doing this on your own, he can come out and he does consulting, and you can schedule him by calling in. It's actually the same number. We answer it 24/7, but all
business
all
hours
during the business
hours. 8 to 5.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE. For you, it's across the board from all of our contractors, with a few exceptions here and there. They are above last year in their building. It's been a busier year for them, which is a good thing. It's construction's been difficult for a couple years. It's just the ongoing up and down cycle that you know every industry faces. So it's good to hear that the construction industry is going. We had Christine write in, and they're in a unique situation. I've actually taken a couple calls of this recently, speaking of growth of people buying homes. A gentleman in Tucson has been listening for a couple of years as a renter, anticipating and learning for the hopes that he could become a homeowner, and he was actually putting down a proposal on a 1958 home and was calling in wanting to know what kind of investment he was going to have in maintenance on a home that old.
There's also code issues on a home that old. Things have changed.
It has, but if it's done in masonry, you've got the most important structural elements taken care of, and you can the rest of it's manageable in pieces. But Christy's question was, I know I talked to Rosie about this. I can't remember if we talked on air, but it was a unique situation. She has gone and looked at three different homes that were all flip homes from other realtors. And the home inspection had found things that were red flags to them that kept them from buying it. Well, home inspection isn't cheap. She's over $1,000 invested in home inspections now for different properties. And, you know, you don't want to burn through all your down payment money going through home inspections. And she's getting a little discouraged saying, you know, these are being sold by realtors. There shouldn't be these red flags on these flip homes that she feels she's kind of been conned because a realtor should know better. And I was talking to a home inspector, my brother-in-law, Bruce, about this. And it's just one of those unfortunate thing. She's wanting to know if there's any kind of recourse she can have to go get her money back, and unfortunately there's none that we're aware of. And it's just one of those buyer bewares when you're coming into a flip situation.
It's a risk you take.
It is, and it's and flip homes had really been glamorized by HGTV. TV, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Home, what it is, because HD is high definition TV. What's the
home garden TV?
Is that HG? Home garden TV, and people come in, they do flips, they're in, out, wang, bang, they make all this money. And the flipper might, but it I've never seen yet, and I don't watch TV, and I don't follow HGTV, but I doubt there's a series on all the homeowners that regret buying these flip homes. They don't have those.
And you just need to make sure whoever did the work was reputable.
Was reputable, was licensed, bought in. And I personally could never go into the flip home industry. I couldn't, because I couldn't do the work at the economic level it needs to be done at.
And the quality, to match the quality.
To match the quality that I think a home is owed to make a quick flip profit. It just, I don't have that mentality to do something that is, I know, second, third, fifth tier quality. No, buyer beware if you're in a flip situation. Not to say that there's not good flippers out there and that there aren't deals to be made, but
pay attention.
Very close attention.